So let's review today's daf. Today's daf consists of a series of many teachings and stories on many topics. We will review a number of them. The Gemara recounts two stories concerning Remeah's wife, Beruria, who is known to be a wise and learned woman. In one incident, Remeah prayed for the death of some boorish and coarse individuals who were causing him much distress. Beruria, however, argued that this was the wrong approach, for although the pasuk states, Yitamu chatam in the arts, let the sinners cease from the earth, she proved that the words chatam does not mean sinners, but rather sins. Therefore, she told Remeah to pray instead for these corrupt individuals to repent and correct their ways. This is indeed what Remeah did, and his prayers had the desired effect, as these individuals indeed ended up repenting. In another story, Tzeduki, a certain heretic, asked Beruria why the Navi Yeshaya said, Roni akara lo yilada, sing, O barren one who has not given birth. Why, he taunted, should a barren woman sing? In response, Beruria retorted that the pasuk refers to Knesset Yisrael singing praise that they did not give birth to wicked children like you, who are destined for Gehenna. After the Gemara briefly discussed another incident where a certain Tzeduki mentions two psukim where David HaMelech was tormented by Shaul HaMelech and later on by his rebellious son Avshalom, the Gemara goes on to quote from another son of David HaMelech who was full of praises for him, Shlomo HaMelech, the author of Esh Hashchayil, who referred to his great father when he wrote the words, Piha Pascha B'chachma V'sayus Chesed Alashayna. The Gemara explains, Amr B'yechanan R'bishim R'shim Ben Yechai, Mikru Zeloi Amru El Keneged David Aviv, Shadar b'chamisha ilamim v'amashira. The pasuk of Piyah Pascha v'chachma is referring to David HaMelech, who lived, so to speak, in five different worlds during his lifetime, and praise Hashem for the unique and wondrous attributes of each one of them. Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, let my soul sing praises to Hashem. David HaMelech wrote this phrase in Tehillim five separate times. Dar b'me'imai v'amashira. He praised Hashem regarding the time he lived in his mother's womb. Yotzla Avra Olam, he praised Hashem regarding the time when he was born and emerged into the open air, v'nistakal b'kechov mazalis, and observed the stars and mazalis. Yonik Mishtei Imoy, he praised Hashem regarding the time when he was nursed by his mother. Rabim and Palostin Shal Rasham, he praised Hashem when he saw the downfall of the wicked. Nistakal b'yoyim hamisa, he gazed upon the day of death, v'amashira, and even then sang praises to Hashem. It says in Tehillim, Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, V'chol Kerovai Hashem Kacha. My soul bless Hashem and my innards His holy name. What is meant by the words V'chol Kerovai, my innards? Rav Shimon Pazi explained, David HaMelech praised Hashem for His ability to shape a fetus while inside its mother. Umata by ruach, u'neshama, kerovayim, ne'ma'ayim, and a doubt with breath, a soul, innards, and intestines. And this is also what Chana referred to when she said, Ein tzur kelikenu. There is no tzayer, shaper, or artist like Hashem, who is able to form a fetus within its mother and give it breath, a soul, innards, and intestines. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi then went on to explain that David HaMelech said Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem five times because the neshama of a person has five similarities to Hashem. One, just as Hashem's presence fills the entire world, the neshama fills the whole body. Two, just as Hashem is Roya Veni Nira, He sees but is not seen, so too the neshama sees and observes without being seen. 3. Just as Hashem nourishes the world, the neshama nourishes the body. 4. Just as Hashem is pure, the neshama is pure. And 5. Just as Hashem dwells in Chadr Chadarm, in a chamber within a chamber, so too the neshama dwells in Chadr Chadarm. David HaMelech in effect was saying, let one's neshama who possesses these five attributes come and give praise to Hashem who possesses these five attributes. The Gemara then presents an elaborate story where Hashem instructed Yishayahu HaNavi to visit Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was very ill, and to inform him that mes ato v'loy tichye, that because he refused to fulfill the mitzvah pivriyivra, marrying and having children, he will soon die. From this story, many important hashkava concepts can be learned. Bahadi kav shidrachmanu lamalach, a person should not concern himself with the hidden ways of Hashem. Chizkiyahu explained to Yishayahu HaNavi that he didn't marry because he saw through divine inspiration that he will have evil children. Shanai HaNavi answered him that nevertheless a person has an obligation to fulfill Hashem's commandments and leave the outcome in Hashem's hands. Even if a person has a sharp sword resting against his neck, he should still never give up hope, and he should continue to pray for Hashem's rachamim, his mercy. Yishai believed that the decree was sealed, and Chizkiyahu's death was imminent, but Chizkiyahu refused to accept his fate, having learned the above rule from his great-grandfather David HaMelech. V'yasev Chizkiyahu el akir, v'yispal al Hashem. Chizkiyahu turned his face to the kir, the wall, and he prayed to Hashem. Rish Lakish says that this means that he prayed mikiros liboy, from the depth of his heart. When a person prays to Hashem from the absolute depths of his heart, Hashem listens, as he did to Chizkiyah HaMelech. Chizkiyah HaMelech invoked numerous of his own schusim, his merits, that he felt could save him from his predicament. Among them was the schus that he was Semech Gu'ul LeTfilah. He would daven Shemayna Esrei B'Shachris immediately after the bracha Gol Yisrael at sunrise, as we learned on the previous daf. Reb Levi says that one of the merits that he invoked was the fact that he was Goynes Sefer Refuahs. He hid the Book of Remedies, because people relied too much on this book rather than on Hashem for healing. Which then leads to the Gemara into a short discussion of three things that Chizkiyahu did on his own accord that the Chacham, the sages, agreed to, and three other things that they did not agree to. In the end, Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that Chizkiyahu HaMelech's prayers were answered in the Schus of David HaMelech, his great-grandfather, rather than in his own Schus. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that when a person davens, he should not invoke his own schusim, as Chizkiyahu had done, but rather invoke the schusim of his grandparents, as Moshe Rabbeinu would do. Having discussed the meaning of the term kir in Chizkiyahu's tefillah, the Gemara goes on to explain the word kir in the story of Elisha the Navi and the Isha HaShunamis, where the lady from Shunami said to her husband, Nasino alias kir katana, let us make for Elisha a small alias kir. One of them explains that this means she prepared an attic room for him to rest in whenever he would travel through her city. And another Amar said that it means that she had a large room and divided it with a wall. Amar Abaye v'Temer b'Yitzchak, Haroitzi lahanes Yohanes ke'Elisha, that a Torah scholar may indeed accept occasional benefits from others, as we see by Elisha. V'Shein haroitzi lahanes al Yohanes k'Shmuel Ramasi, the one who does not wish to accept any benefits from others may do so, as we see by Shmuel Navi, who always carried his home, so to speak, his possessions with him wherever he traveled. Continuing with the story of Elisha and the Isha HaShunamis, the Gemara points out that we see from here that Isha Makeres Ba'archim Yosef Min Ha'ish, a woman recognizes the character of her guest better than the man. For it was the Isha HaShunamis who remarked to her husband about Elisha, Hine no yadati ki Isha Likim Kodeshu, now I know that he is a man of God and he is holy. The Gemara closes off this discussion with a statement from Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, Mishum Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that kol ha-ma'arich tamach ocha metech beisai, ki'ilu makrev tamidin. Anyone who hosts a Torah scholar in his house, it's as though he's bringing a korban tamid on the mizbeach. The Gemara then goes on to teach numerous halachas and behaviors related to davening. Among them are al yamid b'makom gavoya, not to stand on a high place or on a chair while praying. Hamispal tzarch she'ichav nisraglov, keeping your feet together during Shemayna Esrei. Le'soichlu al adam, as meaning le'soichlu koidim shetespal al dimchem, do not eat upon awakening in the morning before you pray for your blood, for your well-being. Towards the end of the daf, Rabbi Shua Omer ad shalish shois. Rabbi Shua ruled in the Mishnah that the latest time for reciting the morning Shema is 3 hours into the day. The Gemara says that the halacha follows Rabbi Shua. The daf concludes with that one who missed the Zman Kriya Shema and recites it after 3 hours still receives some reward, for he is still rewarded as one who learns Torah, and that he should also say the Birchas Kriya Shema, Yetzer Ayr, and the other two brachas.